Larry, how do we say good morning in the craziest market we've ever seen in the history of real estate? How do we say good morning? Do we say good morning? Do we say good morning? What do we do?
I think we say good morning and we'll tell you what you should do.
Ah, okay. That's well said. And we should say it in a professional, calm manner because as consumer advocates, as professionals, it is our job here on the Barry and Larry Show to give you the latest and most pertinent information so that you can be a top qualified and prepared home seller and home buyer. This is the Barry and Larry Show brought to you every week from the beautiful Mount Elbert Studio here in RE/MAX Masters Millennium Headquarters right here in Denver, Colorado. Yes, it is a gorgeous studio, Larry, and we've so benefited, and our listeners are benefiting, thanks to Ryan and Jesse getting the sound from our voices into all the wonderful equipment out to the iHeart community so that you can be that top seller. So let's take a look at the theme for the day, Larry. The theme today is the very current worst traps for the current week's home sellers and also the home buyers. And these will be the worst traps for the next couple of weeks. But these have come to the surface so much that we changed our schedule, changed our theme because of what is happening in the marketplace. And yes, it sounds good. Oh, it's a seller's market. You could get the first offer and just take it and you'll get multiple offers, etc. And there are traps that intentionally or unintentionally is not our concern. We're not political here. We're saying these traps are hurting you as sellers, and the same marketplace is so lopsided against the buyer. It is a treacherous. We used to say 5 years ago when this started and was a surprise, it's a rough and tough and tumble market for the buyers. It's treacherous now. It's worse now than it ever has been in the history of residential real estate.
You know, Barry, you're absolutely right. It is absolutely crazy. There's 10 or fewer days of inventory in Colorado Springs. How do you find a house to buy when there aren't any houses on the market?
There's a good question, Larry. There is an answer to that.
What is that?
Easy. Have a top agent, and the top agent will do what? Sherry, what do top agents do when there is no inventory? They research and go find inventory, correct?
Sometimes they even knock on doors. It's necessary. You've got to know what's going on in each neighborhood. And, you know, when you go to show houses, Barry, you see sellers, prospective sellers, coming out the doors, watching the lines. Those are people that you can talk to as well to try and get a property for your client. Research.
Sherry, where are we going at 2 o'clock today? Not name, address, and et cetera, but where are we going at 2 o'clock today?
We've got a listing appointment in Grant Ranch.
Yes, and how many homes were available 5 days ago when we talked to our seller? How many homes were available in the price ranges that he's looking, which is a wide price range, roughly 550 to 800?
I think there was one, maybe.
There were
it was
none.
Under contract.
There
That's
were
right.
Zero.
Yep.
Zero. Yep. So we said to the seller, guess what? We had the three-way
You're the only game in town.
You're the only game in town.
Exactly.
But more importantly, where does that family want to buy? Grant Ranch. How many homes are available when you're the buyer? The same number. Zero. So he has this nice competitive edge on the seller side. Oh my gosh. And he said, well, there's no inventory. And we said, oh yes, there is. How many homes are there in Grant Ranch? He didn't know. Okay. Hundreds.
There are. I saw one this morning.
And they are the inventory.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, they don't happen to be listed in the MLS yet.
Not yet.
And they're not for sale by owner yet. But two people have said, and we said to him and them, oh, we'll go door to door. We even said that if necessary.
We'll knock on doors.
But likely we'll work with the title company. We'll get all the addresses. We'll send mailers out. And what will the mailers say? We have a buyer for your home. If you're interested, you do not have to pay commissions. We will tell the sellers that. They won't have to pay any seller agent commission.
No, they won't.
Because we're not going to list the home. We're representing a buyer. And all of a sudden, our letter stands out because it says they have a buyer and we don't have to pay commissions. That is how it works, Larry. So you see, there is an inventory. It's just not listed yet.
Interesting. So you create the inventory where there is none. I like that, Barry.
That's what top agents do.
And for every market, there is a plan.
For every market, there is a plan. For every buyer, there is a home.
Yes.
It just happens to be not listed yet. That's it. So the challenges are there. So, Larry, in the market we're in, what did you call it early on? Crazy?
Oh, it's crazy.
It's a crazy market, and that's becoming an economic term, okay? So sellers, don't sit back and think, we'll get any agent, put an MLS, and take the first price, good. What's the problem with taking the first price, Larry?
You'll get a better price if you're patient.
Well, what's the problem with taking the first price? You didn't take enough.
Well, one of those problems could be that there's other buyers out there who'd like an opportunity to throw their hat in the ring, and they may be motivated to offer better money or better terms.
Well, you say they may be motivated. I'll say what the facts are statistically.
Yeah.
What you're saying is correct. But the facts statistically are also correct, and they say, oh, yeah, there are multiple buyers with the right money, with the loans lined up, with the intentions, with the desire to buy that home. So why not have a true test of the market and see how high you could take the price of your home when you're the seller?
Oh,
you don't have to do that. But if you're the seller, that's typically what we've been told for 40 years is your desire. I want to sell it. Here's a seller's desire. I want to sell it on my timeline. And I want to get what price? The highest or the lowest price?
Highest, of course.
Yes. The highest price requires that you test the market and do not take the first offer that comes along. Oh, but Barry, some sellers have said, I've heard, not directly, oh, but Barry, my seller agent said that we're getting list price. And Barry Miller and Larry Stanley and Sherry Cinnamon, three consumer advocates with over 60 years of residential brokerage experience and a home buyer seller, Larry, bought 11 times, sold 10, lots of experience in his family's life. Each home was a primary residence. We say to you collectively, do not fall into the traps that the industry sets for you. And what do those traps do most of the time? They get quick commissions for real estate agents while shortchanging you out of thousands and tens of thousands of dollars as a seller. And as a buyer, they get you inferior service and pain because you didn't know how to handle the real market because your agent that you selected did not know how to handle the real market.
Or, Barry, I'm more cynical than you are.
Ooh.
I think the agent knew very well but doesn't want to spend any time because time is money to them, and they'd rather be out fishing or hiking or something.
Golfing.
So they'll take the first offer and tell you what a great job they did because they're too lazy to do the right job.
And it's all in the consultation, too. Explain to them what's happening in the market. As a top agent, that's your job. And taking the first offer just doesn't work, especially in this market.
It doesn't work, period, in this market, as Sherry said. And what Larry said is true. There are some agents like that. Larry, I'm bigger on putting the onus on the industry. The industry doesn't tell agents to be so honest. Okay, and that is a great fault. All of you leaders of realtor groups, come on the radio with us sometime and tell us why the National Association of Realtors, a group that I'm sometimes proud of, but anytime I'm talking consumerism, I think it's a disgraceful organization and quite frankly does do nothing to help consumers. The organization, Larry, doesn't do enough to bring the system of buying and selling a home to the forefront so that who could benefit? The members of NAR, because their buyers and sellers would be properly informed. Well, there you have the setup for today's show. Very current worst traps. You want to know how to avoid them, how to get top agents, how to be a top seller, how to be a top buyer? We're going to let you know that next week is a boot camp for 2 hours, and it's time you register, because as a consumer, you have a duty too to yourself. And if you want to be a top seller, know the insights, know what we're talking about, find out in 2 hours with beautiful handouts how to be a magnificent, successful seller, and the same on the buyer side, magnificent and successful. You sign up for the boot camp. We do have room, and we're making room for you next Saturday, 2 hours from 10:30 to 12:30. Get your reservation in now by literally calling in now during this break at 303-888-3788. Oh, you'll meet all of us personally. Yes, you will. It's open only to consumers, not to licensed agents. This is not a training ground for licensed agents. We can do that another time. This is for you, the consumers, who might want to be a seller someday, might want to be a buyer someday, or maybe you're a buyer or seller now. Come to the boot camp and find out how it really should be done for you. Get your reservation in. Text or call 303-888-3788 or email us at truth@barryandlarry.com. We're going to take a break, and that gives you a chance to get your reservation in. Then we're going to come back. Oh, yeah, we're going to come back with Barry's World, which is sellers beware of market analysis and certainly beware of weak marketing plans. Louie, this is Barry Miller speaking to you. I'm sure you're in the great big sky somewhere, but Louie, thanks for calming me down a little bit. I'm making it personal. I get upset at the traps that, whether it's the industry that I talk about a lot, whether it's lazy, sorry agents that Larry talks about, which one, it doesn't matter if it's a combination of both, is very upsetting to us. And it's hard, not hard, we don't have to contain it. This is the Barry and Larry show where consumers are always getting tipped off rather than ripped off. But when consumers are getting ripped off by these traps and by the industry not training agents well enough and by lazy agents, it's very disturbing. My world today is meant to bring some good thoughts to consumers so that sellers can have some of that peace that's in Louis' voice and in his song. What a wonderful world. What a great world and beautiful world it can be when you're a seller. But seller, you have to beware of market analysis so often. And for sure, you have to obtain a detailed, strong marketing plan. My tip for you as home sellers in this most treacherous market is this. In this toughest and craziest of markets, the agent you select has to know how to perform at a stronger basis and at a more pro-you basis than ever before. And do not hire an agent that is not strong in marketing, honest and trustworthy and capable in preparing the complete market analysis to analyze the marketplace and analyze your home within that marketplace, and also is pro you. This is the time when you are the star. That's right, Gary. This is the time when you, the consumer, are the real, real star. This is the craziest and toughest market in the history of residential real estate. Not just going back, as we have been saying for a couple of weeks, to 2016 in Denver and 2018, 2019 in the Springs, but never has there been such low to no inventory. But many and maybe most sellers are losing tons of actual money because sellers are not getting second opinions with documented and written market valuations from a second professional seller agent. Get that on your property before you select a property. And before you select an agent is what I mean. You're selecting an agent as a seller. Seller, you're losing even more money because so many of you are not getting aggressive, detailed marketing campaigns from your so-called seller agents. Listen, call us. Call Sherry. Call Barry. Call us. Oh, you want phone numbers? Here's phone numbers. Call Sherry Cinnamon at 720-837-5874. Call Barry. Call me at 303-888-3788, but get a top second opinion of your actual market value and also get an aggressive marketing campaign, marketing actions that will get you lots of money. Sellers, we say you owe it to yourself to get two valuations and two marketing plans most of the time. That's my Barry's world, Larry.
I really like your world today, Barry. Can you give us some examples of how sellers are losing so much money in this marketplace?
Larry, I won't do this, but yes, I could fill the rest of the show with pertinent examples of, get this, just 2021 live stories that have either happened to me, with me, because of our great listeners, and that I've heard through some of the top agents here at RE/MAX Masters Millennium. They've been sharing with me what they're seeing in the marketplace, and there's some top agents here at RE/MAX Masters Millennium, and I've been talking to them. They've been talking to me about some of what's going on. But here's a typical one, Larry. A lovely home, one owner, it's only about a four-year home. Let's call the price range, get this, call the price range in the 700,000s, okay? They're smart listeners. They had two market analysis done before they called your partner, yep, business partner, Barry. They called me. I didn't know they had this. I didn't know they did this. They don't have to tell me. It's not that relevant to me. Well, I'm happy to hear it, but I heard it after the fact. I do my market analysis, and it's clear as day. The market says their home is somewhere between 750 and 775. That's the market. That the data says that. Then the couple open up to me and say, oh, well, we have two bids. They told me who eventually, because I asked. I will not give those names on air, but they had, I hope they're listening, but those people had, those good sellers had two other market analysis from 20-year experienced agents or thereabout. One of them was, oh, about 690.
Seriously.
And the other one was lower than that. Oh my gosh. So take it from 680, and then, and I said, well, wouldn't they go into the 700s? Well, one said they might go up to 729. That's the number I remember. Long story made short. We list it with our special Barry and Larry and Sherry's auction bid marketing method. The Barry, Larry, Sherry auction bid marketing method. Put it on the marketplace at about 750. What did it go for? Take a guess.
800.
How did he know? 800 even.
Lucky guess.
We had three bids. Three bona fide, solid offers at 800.
Wow.
And one was taken, and the other two weren't happy and would have paid more. Oh, what did it appraise at? You don't know that, Larry.
No,
neither
I don't.
Do I. Where did it come in at?
I'm asking you two to take a professional guess.
780.
Hurry up.
745.
No, 800.
It did.
800.
It did come in at 800.
Yes.
Amazing.
Hello? It's 2021. The marketplace appraisers are wonderful, but the auction bid marketing plan, marketing method is wonderful if you are a seller. Sellers, I hope you're hearing the message. One other item. Do you always have to get a second valuation and or a second marketing plan? Quite frankly, no. If you're absolutely sure that you have a top professional, Sherry, you're in that category. I'm happy to be in that category.
Thank you, Barry.
Oh, my gosh. RE/MAX Masters is in that category.
Among the best.
Okay? And so you don't always, but consumers, if you don't know that you're interviewing a top, top professional, and you don't always know that. You sure don't get that from the website and internet. But if you know that you're dealing with a trustworthy, trustee, fiduciary of you who has the ability to do this, then you don't always need a second opinion. But ladies and gentlemen, 96% of you should get a second
opinion.
And
I would agree.
96% of you should get a second valuation and a second marketing plan. That's my segment, Barry's World. We are out of here for a couple of minutes, and Larry's coming back with his view, and it's for you, the buyers. Buyers, beware of not knowing just how tough a market we're really in. You've got to be aware, buyers, of how tough this market is. Just knowing that makes you a stronger buyer. Let's see what Larry says about that when we come back. That's your lead in, Larry. You're the consumer guy. Help our buyers listening out there, because the buyers are getting caught in traps too.
Yes, thank you, Barry. My view is buyers should beware of not knowing just how tough a market this is, especially along the Colorado Front Range. If you are a home buyer on the Front Range, be prepared for the craziest market we have ever, ever had. Home buyers must know how tough and difficult this market is. You should only hire a buyer agent who is skilled and committed to help you, and so well trained to make you the winner of the property you want, even if that property is not the first offer you submit. Where are all these seller homes? They seem to have disappeared, making home buying a very difficult and frustrating experience. So find that highly skilled agent who will take care of you. That's my view, Barry.
Larry, it's a good view, and it's especially good because of what you said in the context. This is the toughest market, craziest market, if you will, that we've ever had. That's the context here. And that just makes today's view of you, the consumer guy, really, really valuable.
And Barry, I one of the things that I realized in this tough market is there are lots of agents who have had little to no experience working in this market because they only sell one or two homes a year or buy one or two homes a year, you know, help buyers. So I want to point out that it's critically important that you hire an agent like Barry Miller or Sherry Cinnamon who have that experience of working in this crazy marketplace.
I think that's valid, Larry. Well, I don't even think. I would underline what you said. I want to give a statistic that we haven't talked about for a few months on the Bear, on our show, on the Barry and Larry show. And it goes along with what we said earlier in the show about the industry not doing diddly. That's polite. Not doing diddly to help agents be prepared for these markets. And I mean the industry. And I mean, I'm going to follow up with what you said to my industry comment. You said, and some agents are lazy. Larry, I'll just go farther and give the statistic. In the world of the United States residential real estate, how many realtors are there? Realtors, members of a trade group.
1.2 million?
1.5 million, approximately. Up, and I mean really close to that. Approximately, how many of those 1.5 million have zero or one closing in a 12-month period?
I don't know that stat.
Half of them.
Half. Half. That's that stat. That stat is rough and tough. No wonder the market is so crazy. Don't go with an agent that isn't of the caliber that Larry was referring to.
You owe it to yourself as a buyer.
Larry?
That's right. It just worries me that people don't understand how difficult this marketplace is and what the... It's always been an advantage to hire a skilled and experienced agent, but never, never as important as it is today, Barry.
Never as important. And Larry, you prepared some really good questions this week.
Yes.
Let's see if we could rattle through some of them. I looked at them and I saw them once. I honestly don't remember what they are this week, but I know you had a longer list than usual, and it was every one I thought was good. Can we rattle some of them off?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, let's
Barry,
go.
If a buyer agent is aware of how tough this market is for home buyers, is that agent likely to be a good negotiator and also well-trained to be a great agent for the home buyer?
I'd say absolutely not, because you want an agent who does know the awareness, does know the toughness of the market. You still have to find out, is that agent experienced in negotiating in this kind of a market, and or any kind of negotiations. And remember, at our boot camp, we talk a lot about that. Now, we want to talk about the boot camp, because every time I'm hearing you speak today, Larry, I'm saying all of our listeners should be at the boot camps, okay? And that's coming up next week, and it's free for 2 hours, and that's really, really good. And we give you a whole list of questions to ask. But on negotiating, it's not as simple as asking, are you a good negotiator? Because when you ask that closed-ended yes or no question, you've telegraphed the answer you want. So they're going to say yes, even if they don't know what negotiating means, even if they don't know what yes means. So it is correct to say it's better to have an agent who knows how tough the market is, but man, don't think you have a top agent just because they're aware of how tough. This time around, unlike 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020 in Colorado Springs and Denver. This time around, agents are aware of how tough it is because there are seminars that we've never seen on this planet before. And that's how to prepare really good buyer contracts. We never had that before, but that doesn't make an agent's awareness of the market does not make them a good negotiator. Good, Larry.
So if you want to come to our boot camp, give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788. 303-888-3788. Barry, what are some of the ways that a good buyer agent are winning bids over others?
Okay. I mean, in general terms, they know how to be a good negotiator, and they've either taken these seminars. By the way, we've had them here at RE/MAX Masters. Outstanding. Outstanding morning. Get this. Top agents have weekly meetings.
That's what I was going to say.
How about that for a real estate enterprise?
That's RE/MAX Wednesday.
Every
here.
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
At RE/MAX Masters Millennium. Find out.
Our broker does
find
that.
Out mm-hmm. it, find out if the buyer agents are knowing how to do that. And some of the ways, eliminating or greatly minimizing contingencies. Having a top lender in place and have loan alternatives. Don't have one simple loan program. Have lender, through your good lender, loan alternatives. But greatly reducing and or eliminating, listen to me, all contingencies is a starting point, and then you have to analyze with your buyer and the situation, what contingencies can you eliminate so that your buyer and you, the buyer, are the strongest buyer. Larry, one more quick one.
Okay. Barry, where have all the home sellers gone?
That's that. Isn't there a song about something about where have all the
young men gone? Yeah, long yeah. time passing.
Yeah. Long yes. time passing. I think of that song frequently during the week. I don't remember songs as well as some people, et cetera. But in any case, where have the sellers gone? You know what? They've gone into hibernation. I don't know. Where have they gone? They have not seen it fit for their needs to be a seller. But one of their big concerns, what's one of the seller's biggest concerns?
Finding that next property. Where am I going to live?
So really, what's great about this show, and I'm happy to pat ourselves on the back ever so little bit, and we don't do it much around here, and we don't want to. That's not our purpose. But listeners, you prove it to us. What's so good about you all is that you're listening and getting tips on how to be a good seller and how to be a good buyer. Oh, by the way, I'll make a formal announcement. We have a seller-buyer situation coming up right from within this team. We'll talk more about it next week, and we're going to talk about it every week, the steps that a particular person is taking, both as a seller and a buyer, how to put those two ladders together. We'll talk about the ladders next week and about this a very, very interesting seller and buyer. And that's going to fit right in here, Larry. And we're going to say, whoa, sellers are not wanting to be sellers because, once again, they didn't talk to top agents on how to have two ladders, a buyer ladder and a seller ladder, and how to have those ladders coincide, meet preferably at the top, peacefully and very safely. And because of the fears that sellers have, they're not putting their homes on them. They don't know they have alternatives. They could put the home on the market and not take a bid unless the buyer gives them 60 days or a year or 6 months to find another property. So we'll get into that as the weeks are coming. Why? Because we've never seen the likes of this market, and we have to adapt to this market. That's what we do here at the Barry and Larry Show. We're going to take our last break, and then we're going to come back and see what Sherry has to summarize what all we're talking about on this show. We're going to take a look at some data very quickly. And then we have Del Van Essen, speaking of top lenders, from Community Banks Mortgage. We'll be right back.
Hey,
we're going to get right into it. Just a real quick little data. It continues to be the same, ladies and gentlemen. The median price in Denver and the Springs keeps going up. The median price in Colorado Springs is now solidly at and slightly above $405,000 for the same home. Same type lot, same type home in the Denver metro area. It is now at $525,000 and going up. The days of inventory are still slow, still low. But here's something. We did predict, we said that in recent years, the last week of February was the lowest amount of inventory for many months to come. And we were hoping that sellers do the same thing this year. Well, we watch the statistics microscopically every week, but now we're starting to report on the microscopically handled research because it's so important to you. Which of the two markets, Larry, which of the two markets, Denver or Colorado Springs, did come through with more listings this last 7 days, more homes for sale than they had the week before? Do you remember? It's okay if you don't. Larry, it's a guess.
I don't remember, Barry.
Denver?
No.
No?
Colorado Springs. No. But Denver wasn't off by much. Denver was fairly neutral. But, Del, we did the study going back to our statistics 5 years. Every year, March, the first week of March, always has more listings available for sale than any other time than February had. So we're counting on that. We're counting on you sellers for next week. And by the way, then the numbers of listings keep going up and up and up and up for months. So if that happens, then we have some relief for home buyers. Now, we want to get to Sherry's eye opener. Sherry, what have you gotten to say? Because you're that newest member of the team, and what do you have to say as your eye opener today?
Oh, well, home sellers and home buyers, the very worst trap, we're talking about traps today, is the one where you get caught in the frenzy with all the other buyers and sellers. Allow a calm, educated, experienced agent to lead and to guide you.
Okay.
All right. Home sellers, it takes strategy and a unique marketing plan to get the most dollars for your current home, as well as the terms necessary for transitioning into the next house. Mm-hmm. Yes, homes are selling quickly. However, it does take a seasoned agent to assist and guide you to achieve the winning combination, and that's the key. You have to have a winning combination, yep. The terms. Always seek out a second opinion and ask of both agents, how can I smoothly move into another home with all this frenzy? And you can move smoothly into the next home by working with a top agent.
There is. I'm going to ask you, this leads to lots of questions. I'm going to ask one, and then we're going to hear from Dell and what's going on in the marketplace and the all-important other member of the team, the lender. So where can our listeners go to learn how savvy buyers and savvy sellers prepare themselves for this frenzied market? Larry, I think we should adopt frenzy as the word,
frenzy's
not crazy.
The word
don't
of the
you think?
Okay, we'll frenzied. Use frenzied.
Okay, yeah. Where can our listeners go?
You can
to
come to a safe place. We have a boot camp for buyers and for sellers, home buyers and home sellers, on March the 6th between 10:30 and 12:30. This is a safe place. We are not soliciting you. We are preparing you and educating you to go out there and to hire that agent and to hire that lender.
That's a wonderful answer. No. That is the best answer. There's a couple other answers, but we don't have time for them because you gave the best answer. Larry, where is a not safe place, an unsafe place to go for consumers to find out about home buying and home selling? An unsafe place. Unsafe place. One of the least, probably the least safe place on the planet. Where is
that? The internet.
I came to you. I saw you thinking and the wheels turning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't,
The internet is not the place. You could get some supportive stuff from the internet, but that's not where to go. Now, let's get into the all-important loan, because that's such an important piece. When you're the buyer, you could help yourself by having a type lender, a type lender that is the same as the agent type you get. What type do you get? Top notch. And let me just say this about that. FHA loans are about 2.75%. There's a little movement this week, okay? But it's about 2.75%. And conventionals with 20% down at about 3%. That is a magnificent rate for 30 years. With us, Del Van Essen. Good morning, Del.
Yeah, good morning, Barry, Larry, and Sherry.
Good morning.
Del, take the next few minutes to share your thoughts and information for our good listeners, your good thoughts.
Well, in this kind of market, you need to really get yourself all approved. Get with the lender. Get all your documents, get the credit report pulled, mm-hmm. pay stubs, W-2s, get yourself all approved. In today's market, it's so important that the lender be local. Like us, we do all of our processing, underwriting, closing. Everything's done in-house, and that's so important.
I'm 100% supporter of that, Dell. What's the quick reason? Well, I gave the answer away. What's the quick reason? Sorry, I didn't mean to telegraph the answer. What's the quick reason why all agents and all buyers should have a local lender?
Yeah, because with everything being done in-house, you can make things go quicker.
Yeah,
so can we get everything done and close loans in 2 weeks or 3 weeks' time? So that's going to give you an edge over the national lenders out there.
Besides the comfort of it all, we don't have time even today mm-hmm. to talk. It's so much more comfortable to know that I could talk to you and you could get to someone locally. It means so much when little hiccups happen in the loan, but more important than that is the timeliness of it. It could make your buyer stronger because many sellers want that quicker closing. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to Dell. By the way, don't only listen to Dell. Give him a call, 303-587-5363, but that's my interruption, sorry.
Yeah, I know I've talked to different listing agents, so when somebody is already pre-approved on their loan and they're putting an offer in, I call the listing agent, let them know that everything's done in-house, local, and compared to those listing agents, they a lot of times say, I won't even accept an offer if it's one of those national lenders out of state or internet lenders.
I've heard that.
And so it's going to make your offer more competitive that they're all the work's done in-house, and it's local.
And it's local. Now, go ahead, Larry.
And I just wanted to emphasize, and Del, please join in, it's very important that you get your loan approved through underwriting before you start looking for a house in this marketplace.
Yeah, at least through the automated systems. You got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to have these different automated systems and at least get everything all approved that way. So all you're needing is really an appraisal. And even now, a lot of times, we get the appraisal waived if somebody's putting enough money down.
I've seen that.
And Larry, your point, while literally may not be correct anymore because of the way that industry has changed, okay?
Okay.
But basically, absolutely yes is what Dell is saying. Get it as far along where essentially all you need is the appraisal.
Because you want it to look like an all cash offer, even though you are borrowing money.
Exactly.
What else, Dell, in this the new term, frenzied market. What else are you doing that you're seeing is helping the buyers that's a little different and a little bit more than you've had to help them in the past?
Yeah, in terms of for down payments, maybe they can do is draw money on a line of credit, or they maybe present their offer as putting a little bit more money down, and maybe they actually are able to do is put more money down, and then after you close, if they want some of that money back, you can do as a refinance, pulling some cash back out, or doing a home equity line of credit to pull some of that back.
Super idea.
So there's some different options there.
Well, the options, and buyers and buyer agents listening, be aware of options. Here's one, Dell. Here's a question, but I believe I know the answer. I know you do, so that's why we'll have you give the answer. So I'm a buyer. I'm a vet. I could qualify for a VA loan, but I could also put 20% down. Okay? So which one should I put down? Which of those offers should I put down in the box? You know, we have a little box. I don't like the box, but it's a box in the state form that says how much down payment I'm putting. Which one? I'll ask Larry, the consumer guy, because you two know the answer, you two professionals. Larry, should I put down my conventional loan down payment of 20% or go in VA with nothing down?
I think the conventional loan looks better to a seller.
That's the answer. Dell?
Yeah, exactly. So that way it looks much more stronger. They've got all this extra cash, and so it's a stronger offer.
And as a vet, I know the answer's been that way for decades. It bothers me that, you know, that vets get a second, you know, thing there. But I'm wondering this. Is it even legal that we have to disclose whether we're going to occupy the house or not? Do we have to fill that box in the state form? I think there might be discrimination going on investors, but that's another point. And there's discrimination going on VA, you know, that we have to be careful. But most importantly, Dell, you're saying we have to be practical and get the loan in the strongest position possible. That's why everyone should call you, as far as I'm concerned.
And so give Dell a call at 303-587-5363. 303-587-5363.
Dell, we're in the final minute. You get to handle and cover all other items you want to cover.
Yeah, so we do is we have a bunch of different other options in terms of your normal conventional or VA, the FHA, but we also have portfolio loans, and we also have a group called an equity group that can help with some different financing as well. So we got a bunch of different tools to help you get into that next home.
So a lot of tools available for you, and that's it from Barry and Larry.